Welcome everyone to another episode of Tech Talk with Tech and Kirk. I'm TechMan16. So we got a great new roundtable for everybody. We got our returning champions in Raptor and Grotzi from Dark and Most respectively. And then we've got newcomers. We've got Medic and the Almighty Chef has joined us today. How are you guys all doing today?
Doing good.
Tech Talk is filmed before a live studio audience.
That's right. Thank you for the advertisement. I'm going to win a Clio Award for this.
I'm the only newcomer. Chef's been here before.
I said you're the newcomer, and the Almighty Chef is here.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
No more cherry. No more cherry.
I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, geez.
Never mind. I'm not going to explain it to you. All right, guys. So last week, I want to expand upon the conversation that we originally started, and that is, I want to talk about these latest events for the ARC. Now we have a slew of them, and for the majority of the battle pass, you're doing mining, and then for the actual ticketed events, you're doing these either buttworm armadas, hunting buttworms, or doing research, from my level anyway. From what I understand, if you're a higher level, Grazi and Chef, feel free to jump in, Medic too. You do the rare ones because you get more shards. Is that it?
I'm only 35 tech.
I'm so sorry. I confused you with a high level player. I won't do it again.
Thank you.
That also
thank
insulted you. Me because I'm the same level as Medic, asshole.
Well, I can't make fun of my Admiral. Well, technically I can. Just a disclaimer, the opinions and thoughts represented on this show are in no way reflective of the Dark Alliance on Server 34. This is completely separate and it's completely non sequitur to what happens in game. That being said, click the subscribe button for more information and news. Anyways, sorry. Jeff, go ahead. Why don't you start us off? Do you like the events or don't like the events?
I hate them. I mean, this is the worst one since the Borg stuff. I mean, now, out of the Borg stuff, at least we get the Vadar. But this one, I mean, the officer shards that we're getting, it's a joke. And then as far as the payouts on them, you would ask about the armadas. I mean, we've got to pay for these different Armada, you know, credits to go and run these things. For how bad this one is, and what started it off for me was the one that where we go in there and we've got to like blow up and spend tritanium and dilithium on and however many ships you blow up, how many holes you kill, and just spend on the stuff to get to win that event. That's the one that like set the tone for the whole thing. A lot of people griped about it, so it seems like they've changed it around a little bit, but it is junk. I mean, and then the payouts on the armadas, like I said at the beginning of it, is very similar to the Borg arc where we didn't hardly get any. Yeah, I mean, you'd go kill probes and get more parts and pieces than you could what you were getting out of the armadas. I mean, like I said, this one's very similar.
So I'm assuming, Grotz, you're not a fan.
Mm-mm.
I have to completely agree with Grotz. This arc is such utter trash. I don't even care about it. I mean, I've cared about every arc until this one came out, and I'm like, all right, this is just bullshit. I'm not even going to fucking worry about it.
Well, I'm not even, like, on this arc, other than the Battle Pass, I haven't spent anything on it other than Well, nothing on the ARC. I've just done my normal stuff, like, you know, as far as like working on research and my base. But that's normal stuff.
Here. I'm not going above and beyond for this ARC.
Yeah, I missed the first ARC, and it was that was very disappointing for me. That definitely put me behind. I had some real life stuff going on. I was absent from the game for like a week or two. I got like the beginning of the ARC, and then I missed the rest of it, and I missed all the good stuff that came in the first ARC. But in this one, I mean, you get in some uncommon which is nice considering how crappy the refinery is. But that's really about the only thing in this arc that's even worth it at all. The rewards, I think, from the event store, from the ticketed events, are for the Neutronium that you can use in the event store, I think is far more valuable than anything we're getting in the arc. And that would only be for officer shards, and then if you wanted like cultivated mycelium. Otherwise, the event store is kind of crappy this time around too, in my opinion.
Okay, so let's talk about the event store a little bit. Or not the event store, but the event rewards themselves. Last arc, able to pick your ticketed event, and then you could get a substantial amount of parsteel, tritanium, or dilithium. And I was always picking the dilithium events because that seems to be the scarcest thing in the galaxy. Thank you, Star Trek Discovery. But this time around, you know, my level, I'm 32, so I'm doing, you know, I'm picking the buttworm armada crap, where you spawn these armadas, and then the rewards are parsteel. And it's like, if you beat a level 39, I think your rewards are like 600 parsteel, like 800 parsteel. Like, what are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah, you beat the level 39, I have to go heal.
I was going after the crystal rewards because with a D4 and three faction miners, and everybody's like, man, you've been at 35 for a while. You planning on not by choice. Trust me. Trust me.
The struggle's real. True.
Oh, yeah.
When I was upgrading my Saladin, I was always out three-star interceptor parts. And yeah, everybody says you can use Latinum, but I'm just like, no, I want to grind for them. But those are a pain to grind for. Do you experience that as well, Medic?
No, when it comes to the ship parts, I just spend the Latinum on it.
Oh, fine. Don't be like me.
I've never had problems with ship parts.
It's hard enough to get crystal. One of the funniest things I ever heard was when you or Kirk had made a comment regarding crystal in one of the podcasts about how the even the bubblegum machine in the station in your station requires crystal. That was kind of that was pretty witty. Because seriously, man, crystal in this game is ridiculous, the amount of crystal that you need. And I don't understand why the faction miners aren't broken up by faction, because that's just hard to do with three faction
miners. I guess that's why you just need a cavort to mine all that crystal. But let me put it this way. You need a cavort that's a tier 8 cavort in order to mine faster than a max North Star.
Well, yeah, but then you need decent rewards from the refinery, and that's never going to happen.
Well, I mean, most of the time you get more rewards from your daily events as opposed to the refinery.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
All right. Any more thoughts on these Scopely events? Because this is Arc 3, right? There's an Arc 4 that's going to come.
I thought this was the last arc.
Okay.
But I don't know. Hey, you know what? Let me look at the news thing right now and see what it says.
I thought this was Arc 3.
Yeah, this is Arc 3.
Okay, so there's another arc. So, that being said, we can depend on Scopely making the rewards even worse the next time around.
Yeah, unless they throw in like some TOS Kirk shards again for people that missed them, like myself. I don't know, because this arc, I think we're all in agreement, is pretty crappy.
I was pissed they didn't have Scotty, because I was close to upping him. I want more Harrison shards.
They'll run more auctions.
God, that is the worst thing for players in this game. The auctions. I never participate in any of those auctions because I don't spend much on this game, so the prospect of me getting any shards by not spending is very remote, so I just don't even do them.
And that's the ripoff. They make it just for the top 5. It needs to be more for the top 25. I mean, even if it's just you just get a couple, at least you're everybody at least feels like they're participating and getting something. spending hundreds
and it's
of
always
bucks.
The same top five people. It's the biggest spenders on the goddamn server. They're not sharing it with anybody else.
Yep.
You'll really Grazie, we're looking at you.
Which fucking cracks Grazie. Me up. Which always I'm not cracks always. Me up because it's like, okay, the guy, top fives that get it are role players. Who are you going to battle?
Yeah, well, if you go rogue, chef. That's your answer right there.
Is this an intervention?
Silence.
No. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. Don't worry.
No, we won't.
getting back to the event, though, you'll rarely see me in an auction event. If you do, it's because there's something in there that I feel is highly worth it, and it's stuff I've been saving up for a long time. Like right now, my auger, I could take the T8, and my D4, I could take the T7, but there hasn't been an auction event that I've felt that's been worth the rewards. And since I try not to spend money on this game as much as possible, I try to wait until it's something that's worthwhile. Other than that, my advice to anybody else would be pay attention to your milestone events, because honestly, that's the best bang for your buck. These leaderboard events, in my opinion, are just designed by Scopely to make people spend more money, and you have to put a lot into it to get not a lot out. If you look at a milestone event, you can figure out exactly what you have to put into it and exactly what you're going to get out of it. And especially like me, if there's crystal in a milestone event, that's when I'm doing it. Like, I'm not upgrading officers. I'm not recruiting officers. I'm not upgrading ships. I'm not doing any of that unless there's a milestone event that'll get me rewards back out of it. That's part of the reason also why my progression has slowed down so much at this point, is because at the level I'm at, I need so much more to progress.
Yeah, and these arcs don't help with your progression when they don't contribute to what you're overall doing.
Yeah, not at all.
Matty, what do you need to progress in? What is it you need?
I need a Kelvin so I can kick your ass again.
Dude, are we going to have this conversation? Because all you... because I'm not kidding. I've said it a gazillion times. Arguably, Medic and Starscream are the two best chef hunters in the game. So if the server wants to kick my ass, just go do a Medic GoFundMe so he can get his ships. I'm done.
You heard it here, folks. If you don't like Chef, send Medic money.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This podcast is becoming...
You do realize Chef gets paid $1 per dry hit.
Raptor funds of ships.
Yes, my money to upgrade my base is going to him so he can hit people.
So we've got a few admissions.
Heaven forbid you forget to send a check in the mail. Geez, your whole alliance will pay for it for months.
You guys are the reason I buy my Adderall at Costco.
This is great. All right, coming back to the events. So why don't you guys list off what is it that you guys are looking for from Scopely for some of these event rewards?
Well, more materials, man.
The officer shards are great. Everything else sucks.
You know, give us more mats, maybe some more officer. The first arc with all the officer shards that they were giving us, I was impressed. I was like, this is the best, you know, arc ever because of all the officer shards they were giving us. If they were keep up with that, it would be amazing. But no, then the next arc, they take it all away.
Yeah, if they repeat that in arc 4, or at least even half of it in arc 4, I mean, that would be. Because I'm sure you probably have a lot of people that progressed through arc 1. And got close to getting these officers and are just not there yet. And it's probably becoming very frustrating for them. So if Scopely would give them a chance to finish that off in Arc 4, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, at least let people get the fucking shit to T1. I mean, then grind it out in the shop with the tokens. So.
Well, on this one with the Neutronium, they did give us the availability to go in and get some of the officers. I mean, some of the spends on them are pretty high, but as far as like overall, what I would like to see Scopely do is quit introducing all these damn different currencies and different different ways to get officers, an immersion type thing or something like that.
You know, after multiple amounts of bitching session through multiple content creators, they put DuPont and Ilya into the end store for purchase using your shards. Is it about time? Are these officers worth it? Did you get them in the first place? Have you used them? Have you not used them? What do you think?
They're definitely fucking worth it.
Uhura is my new favorite officer.
No, I think the mining officers are, I mean, they're mining officers. They're not going to be anybody's favorite, but they are a necessity at this point with the addition of three more things that everybody has to mine on a regular basis, being, you know, T1, T2, T3 ISO. It was getting kind of hard with having only three officers that increase the speed of materials, you know, so now you got DuPont that can help you out with that, as well as he can also help you out with, you know, protected cargo, because before you had, you know, one of those officers doubling up on that. It made it difficult to mine multiple things simultaneously, you know, without having to switch out your miner constantly before going OPL. So, you know, yeah, they're mining officers and they suck because they're mining officers, but they are, I think, a necessity at this point and will probably come in helpful and be very, very handy to have.
Yes, you have three protected cargo miners. And we only have one Stawn. But the best so far, I think the best officer right now is Uhura. And why? She's anti-con. She's awesome for base defense. Why is she awesome for base defense? Because who doesn't crack a base without using con? She is. If you want a base defense officer, she's not as good as your Borg officer, but she's good.
If you look at the, you know, your mining officers, the only one that's really worth, in my opinion, that's really worth a damn, that really gives you any significant assistance with protected cargo is T'Pring. The Borg guy gives you a 40 or 50% if you upgrade him. And then you got, not Otto, the data mining guy from the augments.
Joaquin.
Who is it? Yes, thank Joaquin. You. And yeah. Yeah, and you know you got to pair him with synergy, you know, which can be good if you're mining data. You know, then you can pair him with synergy and get 100%. But you can also pair him if you pair him with T'Pring and then with one of 10 at the same time. You're going to get a lot more protected cargo than if you just throw some synergy officers at him. So I like DuPont because he can, you know, he's going to help you with your mining speed on your mats that can be increased with synergy. And then your protected cargo starting at 50%. I haven't looked at Elkar's, but it would be awesome if he increased the same way that T'Pring and was another T'Pring in respect to protected cargo.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Just if you've got, you know, if you're running 4, 5, 6 slots, you start running out of, you run out of protective cargo officers. Oh, no, cargo officers are awesome. We just need more and another Stawn. But as far as all these new officers that are now in the event store, you know, after you get to a certain level, like if you want to get Kirk, it's like 60,000 for what, 10 shards?
100, I think, or something.
Yeah, it's just a huge amount.
For 100, yeah.
It's just a huge amount, once, you know, and that's where I'm at. So it's just like, but like I said, the officer that's, I mean, he's great. I'd say the second one, like I said, I think Uhura is the one if you want to find one that's going to get, if you're really looking for base defense officer, she's the
one. That makes sense because Chef's base gets hit all the time.
Not as often as you think. I had that spat with Rev Deuce because he thought I was stupid for getting 2 Kelvins, 2 Enterprises, and I'm like, it's base defense. Can't hit my base. Kind of hard to retaliate.
I still think it would have been cheaper to buy a shield.
Yeah,
but that's not the fun part of the game.
Shield stops everything. Shield or share, done.
Yeah, there's nobody that can crack you in one hit anymore. Anyways, I don't think.
Chef, no, his base and his ships have gotten way too big. Honestly, even if he only had one of each ship, one Kelvin, one Enterprise, you know, one Sally. one something else. I don't think anybody could one shot his bases.
Pretty much once you get up to level, I don't know, somewhere around 40, and you start actually getting ships that are over 3 mil, and you get your jellyfish and stuff, you're pretty much immune to getting one shot anymore.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, I'm just talking to my THC.
Is that like a CPA?
Yeah, Chef, you know, sharing is caring, bro.
So I actually use DuPont myself. I use DuPont to Pring and 10 on my North Star to mine G3. It's the fastest thing in the world. It's just like, I don't know, I get my daily done outside of TC in, I don't know, like 25 minutes or something.
Nice. What's your protected on the North Star with all those offices?
One is like 8,200 or 8,300. And then the other one is like 4,500.
So what's your total protected though with all three of those protection officers on your North Star?
So I'm checking right now for you. All right. So DuPont to Pring and 10 have 7,814 protected on 13,200 total on one North Star. And on my other North Star that I use Joaquin, Curla, and Elia, and I get 4,844 out of 13,200. But sometimes I switch out Elia for Stawn just to get my dailies done. And you know, by the time both fill up, you know, it doesn't take too long. Get my nodes, get in, get on with life, right? Because I only need like, I think 25,000 once you hit 10 million rep. You know, so two North Stars mining at some stupid rate, you know, you get done pretty quick.
Nice. What's your mining rate then on your in your T3 zone with your North Star?
Oh, my T3. I have to calculate it because the North Star doesn't display the correct amount.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it's got a different formula than all the other miners. But I don't know, the one with 10 of 10. You're looking at like 35,000 an hour, something like that.
Not bad at all. Yeah, the best I can get with my best faction miner, which is either crystal or, I have no way to mine ore. Right now I'm at Bold for Particle Exchange right now. Thank you. Shout out to Bold. Thank you very much for working with us so closely. You guys are an awesome ally. I'm mining crystal with Barrett and to Pring for protected, as well as Synergy, and then throw the Tribble on there as well. And I think I'm mining crystal at about 48K, which is very nice considering how much crystal I need.
Okay. That being said, I hope Arc 4 doesn't screw us further. I hope we get the ability to get more officer shards and get the ability to at least round out some of our officers. And why don't we move on, unless, Kirk, you got any more questions regarding the arcs?
No.
No, he's too busy doing the buttworm armadas.
No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm prepping for having a house guest, so I'm just listening to you guys drone on about fucking officers.
I got a visual of Kirk scraping his ass across the living room floor.
You gotta mark your territory somehow.
Right. Let's move on to some of the conversation that we were having earlier between Chef and Medic. Now, Chef, you consider Medic one of your best friends in the game. Very touching. But
He touched me.
He touched you in all sorts of ways.
You had too much THC that day. You don't remember it.
Help! I need an adult.
There's none of those here.
No, not at all. So yeah, There was a conversation we were having where, Chef, you were saying that you've offered not to hit Medic and his team multiple times over. And Medic said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. We have to save face. Go ahead and hit us. And how did that relationship come about?
He owes my sister child support.
He's been on that child support thing for a while now. I should probably pay up.
Damn, I'm glad I'm not the only one he tells me that.
Be careful, man. The state will repossess your enterprise.
Oh, no. I can't have that.
Pay up.
Yeah, I guess you're paying.
You guys want to know the... I'm making coffee. More coffee. You want to know the Medic Jason story? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
In 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, go ahead. 5 minutes. And then I'll and then if I need to clarify anything, I will.
All right, Chuck.
Here come the expletives. Actually, Medic is probably my oldest best adversary, and like I said, arguably one of my dearest friends on here. But no, because MB, the thing is, so let's just rewind. Let's just go back to follow up on the original podcast. Was when I told everybody I took a 7 week sabbatical after I left Razio. You guys still on? Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to 20 minutes and go, Chef, we lost the whole combo. So anyway, when I took the and keep me on track, no squirreling. So when I took the 7 week sabbatical, I gave the server a clean slate. In other words, when I took that 7 week sabbatical, didn't hit anybody. I basically, when I came back, I said, everybody has a clean slate, no bad blood. And there was about five alliances, six, eight, somewhere around there of old timers, most dark. No, was it dark? No, it wasn't dark. Most MBD, MRFM, MRCM, whatever. The old school alliances, about half a dozen of them. I went to their admirals and says, hey guys, don't even know why we're fighting anymore. Do you want me to stop? Medic was one of them. And they go, nope, we're fine. Let's just play cat and mouse. We're cool. Let's just go ahead, be casual, whatever. And MBD was one of them. And I just would sit once a day, bump these guys. But it was always mainly casual, nothing hardcore. And, but Medic was in my low 30s, Medic was by far. We've always played our joke as Ralph and Sam, Sheepdog Coyote. He would kick my ass in the low 30s. 12, I would say 12 to 1 easy. He would beat me. He was good. He was the best hunter. And, you know, Mako's been good. Metro's been good. Arguably Starscream. But by far, Medic has been the best hunter. And, but we've always been real cool about it. But but MBD has allies like Tank and a few others. And nope. I just thought, no.
Just Bold. No.
Just Bold. All right. And Bold's another one. I just,
and
Bold's another
our sister. We have our sister MPD, obviously. But then, yeah, outside right. of that, yeah. And then it would be, yeah, Bold.
Yeah.
MPD, but those guys. To have too many allies. We don't like to take food off the table.
But this is why I want to clarify. So now that Medic's in the room, because he can verify this. Everybody always thinks, oh yeah, Nona pays Chef. Chef pays Nona. Chef sleeps with Nona. There's only been one time ever that Nona has ever helped me win a battle, and it was without asking, and it was against Medic.
Oh, that's why I remember. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
And that's the one and only. And that is the one and only time that Nona has ever helped me. I fight my own battles, but I also know. But I also know when it comes to Medic, all of my friends, that if I ever did need them, I sleep well at night knowing they'll be there for me.
Okay, so how did Nona help you against Medic?
Oh, it was funny. I mean, like I said, my short term's gone, but my long term still there. It was in Sinister, and I was base raiding, an MBD player in Sinister. He had about, I already took him for about, I think about 150, 200 mil. And all of a sudden, Inko shows up, or not Inko, but Medic shows up, and we're going ship for ship. And now we're just doing it for fun. Because like I said, this is before I outgunned him. And we were just going ship for ship, laughing our asses off. We weren't talking, but I know he was laughing, and I know I was laughing. Because he might even been beating me one and a half to one. But anyway, this went on for about 15 minutes. Oh, no, I was trying to hit the base at the same time, trying to hold him off. So yeah, it was like, yeah, it was a game of can you hit my miner before I can raid him, before you hit my ship, before I die. And all of a sudden, Inko just shows up out of nowhere and just nails him. And then just sits there, and I raid another 200 mil. And I know. And Medic was pissed for 5 minutes. First time I ever seen the guy pissed, and it was like, what the hell was that all about? And I'm like, and I was like, dude, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. Because because I'm not that type of player, and he knows it, that I wouldn't. I mean, I would tell him going, you know, I would have said something like, dude, you're about to get ambushed.
We all know Inko Chef's alternate account, so.
Anyway, it was hilarious
tough. That must have been tough, Chef, for you to play on those two accounts simultaneously like that, man, because you were going and your alt was going at the same time. That must have been real hard.
I know, especially when you're on THC and my thumbs, man. It was just funnier than shit, because it was just like, I think I was more jaw dropped than Medic was, because I never saw it coming. And so that was the one and only time that since then Inko's hit me, Medic's hit me, Handyman's hit me. I mean, it's just fun. But you got to realize when I first became friends with Nona, I remember we were all hived together with wars and one time, this is the, like first month I became friends with Nona Purple, Handy and I were base raiding and I hit his ships like 3 times. And I was scared shitless. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. All he did was say, LOL. All he did was say, we don't take it that seriously. We were hitting each other. It's just fun. I mean, everybody gets their butt hurt over this game. Like I said, the best advice so far in all these podcasts is what Keys said. Did you try talking to him? just be respectful, be civil. Try talking, but if you start demanding just because you have big ships, I'm going to hit you.
That's a little nice. It's a little ironic coming from him, but.
What? What, to be nice? How often do I troll on general chat, young man?
No. It's you. We're talking about Key.
Oh. That's why I kind of, yeah, I wish, I like I said, he just, I wish, that's what I said to him. I said, hey, you know, did you try talking to me? He was just mean to me. But that's just a great piece of advice.
Well, that being said, I know we've talked before, and you told me that you went from, so you don't hit 80% of the servers, your little tagline that you say, 20% you do hit. One of those alliances that you pounded relentlessly is IMM. And now they're purple to you. Yep. How did that come about? Because you went from hardcore pounding them to all of a sudden now you're friends with them.
Yeah. And I've also negotiated peace between them and Medic's team, as well as Starscream's team and Scent. I prefer peace than war. There's plenty of trolls to hit. But it was like IMM trolled me terribly, and I never hit them. I am never, ever, ever, ever the aggressor in this game. You have to troll me. You have to lie to me. You have to disrespect me. I'm never the aggressor. And even then, I'm going to say, do you really want your teammates trolling me? Because I haven't hit you since you guys started badmouthing me, so what do you want to do? And that's what IMM did. Ailes did. Him and his friends were just badmouthing me really bad. I basically had them all blocked. And I heard that they were reaching out like, hey, man, and I was pounding them hard. I mean, 60 some ships easy in an hour or two. And this went on for days, weeks, months. And then finally, they quit trolling me. Just period. They just quit trolling. My name would come up and they wouldn't comment. They just laid low. And then one day I just said, you know what? I think they've learned their lesson. And I quit. I quit hitting them, or I quit going out of my way. And it got to the point where I just left them alone. And then I just reached out to them. And I challenge anybody to ask them. They will tell you that I have probably, there's no doubt in my mind, I've become a better friend to them than I was an enemy. But they don't ask me for help. I just do. That's what, I don't have allies. Known is not my ally. Dark's not my ally. Sin's not my ally. IMM's not my ally. They're just friends. And we just do. You know, if I see just their base getting hit, I mean, if I saw their base getting hit, and if it's another red dot, I'm gonna defend them. If it's a purple, I'm gonna stay out of it.
Just in addition to that, also Epi and Handy definitely deserve credit on helping us, and as well as Get Her Done at M, with helping us to finally squash everything. I know Chef was working kind of behind the scenes about the same time that Chef reached out to me about it. Somebody who at M who was friends with Handy had already reached out to Handy and said, listen, I don't know what's going on at leadership or whatever, but the players want this to stop. And which we knew, I myself had several conversations with several of their players. We just never were able to see eye to eye, leadership to leadership, at all. And so I know Chef was working on M behind the scenes, and then, you know, PM and me as well. But by that point, Handy had already reached out to Epi, you know, and let him know, hey, these guys reached out, they're tired of it, you know, is there anything we can do to end this? And I know between Handy and Epi and Get Her Done, they all worked real hard on getting it done. So there's a lot of credit to go around there and being able to end that war.
Thanks, buddy. But that's what I told Handy. This isn't the first time Handy's cock blocked me when I'm trying to be nice. and I tell him that. Well, what happened was I saw, because he was, it's that's how Handy and I were really good buddies, but like I said, we don't talk all the time. So it was just really funny that we were running a simulcast, trying to get people on the server to make peace, but we didn't talk about it. And then it was within an hour of all of a sudden, hey, MBD and hey, Chef, thanks a lot. All of a sudden, oh yeah, Handy was doing it too. I was laughing. I sent him a note saying, thanks for cock blocking me, you and your Chef Voodoo Doll. Because if I'd have known he was doing it, I'd have stepped back. But all I saw was some really nasty general chats between IMM and MBD. And I'm not the social conscience of the server, but if people can't play this game and have to say things that are just kind of very, very, you wouldn't want your mom to read it. So I just said, hey guys, knock it off. Because, like I said, I have a lot of respect for MBD, IMM. You know, I'm trying to take you under my wing. And I basically tell any team like IMM or somebody that wants to be friends with me, I said, you have to realize what you say in general chat not only reflects against your team, but also your friends. So if you're going to try, if you got players that are trolling, making war for your friends, you're selfish. And that's what I tell all the people that want to be friends with me. If you're not willing to kick people that are willing to make war for your team or your allies, then I have no interest in being friends with you. Because, you know, be honorable. Play the game without, you can do it without having to throw insults. Banter is great. You know, fuck you, Chef. I get it. But seriously, that's the problem. These teams aren't willing to kick trolls or selfish players. Well, they're my buddy. Yeah, but your buddy's going around telling everybody to fuck you, and now you guys are getting hit. Yeah, but they're my buddy. Well, the server needs, if they really love Star Trek, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
And yeah, I think that's one point that me and Chef really see eye to eye on that, is just there's no reason, there's absolutely no need to post anything anywhere, be it in a GC or in a PM that Chef put that you wouldn't want your mother to read. There's just no reason for it, you know, and that's I think part of the reason why, you know, me and Chef get along so well. I mean, he's got his play style. I don't agree with it at all. He knows that, you know, I've tried a couple of times to put the idea in his ear about, you know, hey man, why don't you just go row? It's not going to happen apparently. And, you know, there's no reason if he dry hits anybody on server 34 that's listening. I mean, if he dry hits you, there is no reason to open a PM and curse him out. It's just a game, dude. It's just a digital pixelated ship, you know? I mean, and listen, maybe you're not big enough to retaliate against him, but there's others out there that are. And that's honestly part of why MBD never entered into a nap with Chef, as we're very highly pro row. We really respect row. You know, we are also, you know, pro simplified row. We do definitely like the changes that have brought row to a more simplified version as it is now on the server, and try You're to welcome. Bring everybody, you know, back together. Somebody who's I'm sorry, who said what?
Oh, I was just joking.
Interrupt. Well, see, I think that Handy finally
showed
us.
Up.
All right.
How long you guys been recording? An hour.
I don't know. How long? There we go. Yeah.
It's been an hour.
Yeah.
Roughly. Oh. Yeah.
About 45, well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I want to make straight is, and that's the biggest fallacy, not phallic symbol, fallacy, is that Chef hates Ro. I don't hate Ro. I want to play non-Ro, which is, you know, my philosophy is try and play honorable, be respectful, and then there's non-Ro. If I leave non-Ro teams alone if they leave me alone. Like I said, there's 80% of the server. If you see me, there's 80% of the server that's either neutral or purple. Because they haven't trolled me, they haven't disrespected me, they just leave me alone. There's always trolls out there, teams I can hit. There's always bigger fish. So how do you get that red dot from Chef? If you're a nice person, it ain't because of you, it's because somebody on your team. And usually it's just a few people, but teams don't want to address it. They'd rather just get mad. They want to be mad at something in the world, so let's be mad at Chef. Well, you know what? There's a reason why other teams aren't getting hit. So instead of always pointing your finger at me, look at all the people I don't hit and what did they do or not do to be friends with me and not get hit. That's all I'm asking. I respect role players because guess what? Everybody's getting into deep space. There's going to be more trolls out there, and Smooth and Trojan proved it a month ago when they went and cleared up troll teams. We've already seen through some podcasts already that if I was off the server, nothing changes. Row teams are having trouble getting along, and deep space is only going to make it work, whether I'm there or not.
Honestly, I don't think deep space is going to make a big issue either way. I mean, people that regularly mine there just don't care, except for teams that want to win lat rush, which, I mean, to be honest, look at the rewards, like, who cares? So, like, for example, we made the decision a long time ago that we're not going to give two shits about lat rush. So we never try for it.
Well, on the dark space stuff, man, I'm like, I think my highest ship's like warp 85 or 90 with Scotty or something. And so I can get pretty far out there. And, dude, even during lat rush, most of those nodes are empty. The only nodes that are really highly populated are the little ones, the smaller ones, just at the beginning of deep space. I mean, you
and
could
even then, I can always get a spot there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not that hard. I mean, the only reason that a lot of them are populated is because people they abuse the no hit in deep space thing, and they'll sit there zero for a day and a half. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's it. But I mean,
you're
going to
have some antagonists.
I mean, you might. I mean,
you can still clear a zero node in deep space.
Yeah, you can still clear a zero node in deep space.
Yeah, you can still clear zero, right? But you're just not going to hit OPL. But my point is that most of the people,
because I'm not in deep space yet. I would imagine that if there's open nodes though, and there's a zero, you would not clear that zero.
No, of course not. But you wouldn't do that anywhere. I mean, you wouldn't do that in any space.
Sure.
Yeah, this absolutely. Is this
I mean,
is
that's a dick
move.
That's a dick move.
But, yeah, I mean,
you're missing my point. Look at how much controversy you guys have. That's why, you know, look at how much, you know, just being an officer in a row alliance, how much PMs you get because people violate Ro. If you think emotions run deep every time you get a PM because somebody violated Ro in lower space, can you imagine 6 months from now when antagonistic players get to deep space?
Well, eventually deep space is going to go.
The emotions are going to be a lot higher.
Yeah, but
if you think emotions are high now,
go the way of everything else. I mean, it started out gentlemen's agreement, no OPL hits in warp 40, and then it was warp 50, you know, and now it's up to deep space. And as the server grows and progresses and more people get there, it's eventually just going to fall to standard row the way warp 40, warp 50, yep, et cetera, now does too.
We're surprised it hasn't gone away already. We expect the agreement to be gone already, and we really don't care.
The elephant in the room that a lot of people don't want to talk about is that look at the disparity between most of your average players and being able to make it to dark space. Your average level 32, 33 right now, it's going to be another 6-8 months minimum before they're even able to get there.
Not if they up their discos.
So, well, no, because you're...
But
they're
level capped. 38 to get there.
Yeah, you are level capped. I have a max disco with max research at level 35. And my disco is maxed at warp 50 with Scotty.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is stuff's going to change, but that's just, it's going to be constantly evolving. And here's the thing. Most of the trolls are free to play people, right? Because they're not investing money into the game. So here's the thing. They're not really an issue. Most of the troll players, first of all, they can't even touch me. Like, they literally can't hit me. They're too low. And the ones that are high enough to be able to hit me, I think one of my weakest miners can take out the strongest warship. So for people that are going to be making it to deep space, even at this point, it's not really an issue. There's too much of a power disparity. So they can't even make that warp range anyway. So at this point, I mean, it's really a non-issue. It's all speculation, right?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I like the odds of my speculation.
And I want to speak on behalf of Dark.
Jeff, you're so arrogant.
Yeah, I want to speak on behalf of Dark and the whole ROE. Chef, we really don't get the PMs like you think. Maybe once a week I'll get a PM with some stupid little, somebody hit my warship while I was
farming. Oh, no, I just read general chat.
Like, what the fuck did you do?
General chat just goes nuts with rogue bitching about other rogue teams.
Yeah, but that rarely reaches leadership.
Aren't anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing with MBD. We don't, it's basically the same as Raptor just said. It's really not as bad as you think it is, Chef, at all. It was a lot worse before we had started Row. I mean, like when I was in IDDA and we had, you know, a 5 minute zero node warning, and then somebody else was only 1 minute, and it was like, well, they only gave me 1 minute warning, and it's like, our row says 5 minutes, and it was like, well, theirs says 1 minute, so which row do you follow? And I mean, it was honestly, man, it was a disaster. That's one of the reasons why I'm such a proponent for server row, and why in discussions with MBD, I've always been pro remaining server row, and ultimately why MBD, even when we disagreed with certain parts of it, like slow mining lat nodes. I mean, we've been against slow mining lat nodes forever. We still stayed server row just to maintain the homeostasis, so to speak, on the server with everybody else, and just kind of keep everybody under one umbrella of understanding, one umbrella of rules, and, you know, be able to maintain that peaceful and proactive play environment, even if we didn't agree with it. You know, now we did certainly work towards, you know, making suggestions to the Row Council and things like that. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think we were the one that put forth the initial thing that got the vote in motion to stop mining slow miners. I'd have to go back and check, because I don't think I was on the Server 34 Discord at that point.
I know for months I petitioned for it. Every time they put it up for a vote, it got voted down. So I got pissed.
One of the problems is that all those votes are coming from pretty much free-to-play alliances. And let's be honest here. The game, the server economy, is the pace is set by the top alliances. And so, you know, I hate it for you if you're the admiral of, you know, the 20th most powerful alliance. But, I mean, the power disparity I mean, alliances like that, we have guys in our alliance that could single-handedly wipe out your entire alliance. So I don't say it to be like, you know, you're a peasant or a pisshorn or anything. It's just that the position you're in and your play style and the fact that you're not investing money into the game, you're not in a position to make those decisions. And this entire game is based on pay to win. So the person who pays the most money and invests the most money and time is going to be one of the bigger decision makers. And it's a fact, and that's not disputable. No one can dispute that without sounding like a moron.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that, but I'm going to add though that at the same time, if it wasn't for the free to play, we wouldn't have a server. I mean, look at the list of alliances, you know, and look at where you're pay to win and your pay to play players, and then the free to play way outnumber the pay to play and the pay to win. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a server. So we do still need to respect their play style and give them, you know, input and, you know, choices and voting power in, you know, what we do on the server, because they are the majority. I mean, the people that pay may be the majority of the economy, but the free to play players are the majority of the players. And if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have a server.
We'll just have to agree to disagree there, because like I said, Scopely's in the business of making money. So if you're not spending money, if I'm a business owner and you're not spending money, I don't give a shit about you. I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you. If you're not in the top 10 alliances, I don't know who the fuck you are.
I mean, it's just, and it's, again, it's not derogatory, but it just speaks to you as a player, and you're more casual, and that's fine. No one's saying that you're any less of a person, because you're probably a better person than we are for dedicating less time to this game, to be honest.
Just so you know. Yeah, I was about to say, Chef's not in the top 10.
Chef's in a category of his own.
Who said if you're not in the...
Yeah, but I don't know who Chef is until he PMs me.
Not in the top 10 alliance, you don't know me. Who said that?
That was Raptor.
He's about to find
Raptor.
Out.
Raptor said
He's
it.
About to find out.
All right, Chef. My base is in Sinister.
Sweet.
He said. Chef said. Fuck around. Find out.
Mm-hmm. Let me know what ship you want me to leave out for you.
but seriously though, like I said, I mean, it's the last podcast. There's someone we all know, and they took something completely out of context, and. I'm not going to apologize that. So moving on, I just want to clarify that again, if you are one of those smaller players, I'm not saying that you're stupid or trying to be negative in any way, but it's like, for example, if you have a football team and you have everybody that's on the field and we're all going to make a big decision about the team, and I'm the guy who makes sure you have Gatorade, and I come in there and I say, no, you shouldn't make that decision. This is exactly what you should do. Okay, that's the exact same thing that's going on right now. You have all the big players getting together, the ones who are dedicating the time, that are spending the money, they're playing the game the most, they're doing, you know, all these different things, and you show up like 30 minutes over coffee in the morning. You have to look at the bigger picture. Whose word's going to hold more weight? Whose opinion's going to hold more weight? And that's just all I'm saying.
I mean, in all actuality, the only reason why Server 34 Row is still even going the way it is because the top, I'm going to say about top 5 or 6 alliances allow it. If they didn't want the Server 34 Row and they all just started doing their own thing, they would get together and do their own thing, and there would be nothing the Server 34 could do about it.
I mean, Nona does kind of do
that. I mean, it would throw it into chaos, but that's about it.
Yes and no. I mean, well, look at Nona. They made that decision forever and a day ago, and they're doing just fine.
Yeah, well, that's mainly
because they're not out there being dicks.
Yeah.
I mean, our no-dick policy essentially means that 99.9% of the time we are following Server 34 Row. It's just we do have allowances for a little more leeway. And the only reason for that is to reduce the salt. So in certain situations when somebody's being trolled and it's obvious that somebody's messing with one of our players, they have carte blanche to to blast them into oblivion and not get in trouble for it because they're getting trolled. You know what I mean? So we don't allow people to hide behind ROE in order to troll. That's the main difference.
And we do that. We kind of do the same thing at MBD. I mean, like if you know, because our row is more restrictive than the server row, and it's just it basically covers the don't be a dick policies without saying don't be a dick. It kind of covers the most common, you know, row allowances that are considered being a dick by, you know, 99% of the server. And so, like, for instance, we don't hit warships outside of base raids, you know. So if somebody's doing dailies and somebody comes along and pops their Franklin or, you know, or whatever, even if it's not frequency modulators, if it's this first one that came to mind because it was the most recent issue that we had. But, you know, then we're going to talk to the Alliance about it, you know, and hey, this happened. And, you know, most of the time they're like, yeah, no, we know it's row, but we shy away from it, you know, because they understand that if they start doing it, then that opens them up to having it done to them. And they don't want that. You know, they want to be able to go in, get their dailies done and be done and not have to worry about being hunted, you know, five different times in the scope of getting their dailies done. And so what we'll do at MBD is we'll make a row exception for that Alliance if it becomes necessary. And generally within 1 to 3 days, it's done. It's over because you hit somebody else and they're like, you know, yo, what's up? And you're, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, did this. And, you know, we spoke to so-and-so in your leadership and, you know, they said it was okay. So, you know, we're just playing by your row now. And
yeah, you're basically trolling them. I mean, it's kind of like a mini war, you know, you're making a point.
Yeah.
You're going out of your way to hunt them to make a point, which I believe is necessary.
Very similar to what you were saying about, following.
Yeah.
If you're trolling us, Paul. Yeah. Yeah,
just like
you should be able to fight back. That was a very long, elaborate way of saying that MBD virtually follows the same policy with different wording.
It's just like Dark and OPL data mining. We will not hit you OPL, but you hit us OPL. I swear to God, our Alliance is going to start hitting every single one of your OPL ships everywhere.
I mean, it just comes down to the point, you know, fuck around and find out. I mean. If you mess with one of these big alliances, they're gonna get you. Yep. They're gonna make your life hell.
Let me summarize. Effectively, what you're all saying is you will all go chef if you get trolled.
Negative.
Which is chef's point.
No, not exactly.
No.
It's more of an eye for an eye kind of thing, is what it is.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
So,
eye for an eye.
Right. Exactly. So if here's the thing.
It's a measured response.
Exactly. Like I don't hit OPL in data, but if you, and this is all those people from Mill that love doing it because they're too lazy to mine data, which is literally the easiest thing to do. If you hit me OPL in data, I'll hit your ship while you're delivering cookies to your grandmother's house. You're just your free game. and it's a tit for tat thing, right? So if that's what you want to do, like for example, Rap just said, we don't hit OPL data, and I won't. It's a dick move. I hate it when it happens to me. But anybody from Mill, I don't care even if they're not OPL. I'm going to blow them up. I don't care. It's to that point, right? So that's the thing. Just to your point, what you said earlier, you're now setting up because you're like, well, we're going to hit OPL because it's OPL. Yeah, but now you're setting a precedent where people are like, oh, well, screw you then. We're not going to respect what you want.
You know,
so that's the danger you run.
You know, you guys are all my friends and you're all saying, fuck you. You do know I'm here, right?
Yes. Nobody's reminding us.
Now, Chef, here's the deal. We all very much respect how you want to play the game, and we respect you. Like, I consider you a good friend, a very close friend. And I respect the way you want to play the game, but I do not agree with it. And if I could get you to go ROE, I would.
I agree with everything Andy just said, 100%.
I'm gonna have to tell you that.
Jeff, play the game you want to play the way you want to play the game. You've done it from day one. I'm not gonna sit there and bitch about it.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying I respect him the way he plays his game. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't do it myself, and I don't condone it. But at the same time, I also respect it. and I respect Chef and the way he wants to play.
I'm just going to go a step further than that, and I'm going to go ahead and say that Chef is necessary for our server.
Well, he certainly mixes things up and makes things interesting.
Makes it interesting, exactly. Okay. That's exactly
and it also keeps people from being lazy, too. I mean, you leave your ships laying all over the place, they're going to get blown up.
All I'm going to say is, one, if you compare my gameplay to Rogue gameplay and compare it to Scopely's business model, nobody can argue that I play it the closest to the way the game's designed. Second, like I said, I prefer friends. If teams would just have a policy in place to how they're going to address rude trolls or dishonest players and say, hey, Chef, we've got this three people on our team that we're going to put a clamp on them. Is there any way, because they're either dishonest, did this, did that, this, that, is there a way that we could? It's all because trust and friendship takes time.
Well, here's the issue, though, Chef. It's a circle. And it you know, it started out, you know, Chef was in dirt dry hits the whole server. You know what I mean? And then so from there it went to, okay, when we see dirt or when we see Chef, you know, we're gonna and I know the new dirt, what's his name, was the Admiral of Bringers of Death. He came back and restarted dirt, but who is it? I thought somebody said his name. Sniper Grinch. You know, so I'm not, this has nothing to do with the new dirt. I haven't seen them out dry hitting or anything like that. But anyway, yeah, so dirt dry hits everybody. You're part of dirt, right? So now we're going to hit you every time we see you. And now, you know, it's now progressed to the point where, you know, Joker's taking most of those guys over to Razu and taking them to a very, even if he doesn't consider it Roe, a very similar to Roe. They're not dry hitting and they're not getting dry hit. And he's made it, he's done a really good job of making it known that, you know, he wants Razu to be, you know, kind of part of the whole general play style, whether he uses the term Roe or not. You're still at the point where everybody's like, well, Chef is just a dry hitter. But now you've come 180 to, well, I'm not a dry hitter. I'm just going to hit people that have trolled me. But then that goes back 180 right back to point zero, where it's like, well, Chef's a dry hitter, so we're going to troll him. And if you don't find a way to break that cycle, it's never going to end.
Yeah, in other words, if somebody's been an enemy for so long, it's just normal to be an enemy. And they're not looking They're not looking for a way to make peace with Chef because they can't get over their own feet. Anybody who listens, I tell them, make friends with Chef. That's all you got to do. Just be respectful to him and stop fucking with him, and he won't fuck with you. It's that simple. But nobody, very rarely do people actually take my advice. And I've told many people the same thing.
No, I tell people too. I just say, look, I basically tell them, look, he's going to play his game. You know, if he dry hits you, don't curse him out. You know, if you want him to hit you harder and to hunt you, then yeah, go ahead and troll him. Go ahead and PM him with, you know, cusses and, you know, calling his mother names or whatever. You're going to get hit harder. Just let him do, it's a game. Just let him do his thing. There's no reason to hate him as a person because of it.
But the flip side, if you look at, like I said, in what, 3 weeks, I've helped negotiate peace with 4 different alliances. Like I said, I prefer, there are plenty of people out there that I could target. You know, like I said, it's just, I prefer friends. If people can't put, I can put my ego aside. The question is, can your team? It's that simple.
So Chef, if the whole server, right, if everybody that you're currently still have marked red, if they all stopped trolling you, talking shit about you today, as soon as this podcast airs, everybody hears it and they say, we're not going to troll him anymore. What would you do at that point? I mean, because if you're not hitting them, you would essentially be, call it Roe or not, you would essentially be following the play style of everybody else on the server. You would be no more, you wouldn't dry hit any of them anymore. They're minors. You wouldn't come attack there. I mean, what would happen?
That was my question.
Anthropologically speaking, people are creatures.
It would never happen.
And that's the biggest nomer. When you talk about pay to play or pay to win players, it's bad enough free to play players don't like people telling them how to play the game. You've got people who spend a lot of money don't want to be told how to play the game either. And everybody has a right to play their own way. So what happens when we have a server merger? Whose side are you going to be on? People, the teams that trolled and so on.
The whole server is going to have to stick together.
Yeah.
Anyway, chef. No, but getting back to the medic's original question, if everybody listening today, they listen to the podcast right after this, and everybody that you've marked red says, okay, sorry, chef, we're not going to talk shit to you. We're not going to troll you anymore. What will you do?
I could probably answer that for him.
And I know it wouldn't happen.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
And that's what takes me back to basically my basics of chef's going to play his game. There's no sense in cussing him out for it or trolling him for it unless you want him to pay you special attention. And that's also part of the reason why MBD has not given Chef a nap. There are some alliances that are too small to fight him. And because of that, I mean, they follow Roe, and they're just, you know, I mean, hell, at right now, MBD, we barely have guys that can, you know, we got a handful of guys that can fight him at this point. He's gotten so big. But we're, you know, just for the fact of, you know, kind of feeling bad for the little guy, I guess this goes back to before, again, also like what I was saying about, you know, free to play, you know, making up a big majority of the server. And, you know, they kind of tug at my heartstrings a little bit, so to speak. You know, we're not gonna hang him out to dry. We're not gonna give Chef a nap, and while he's still out there hitting all the smaller alliances, that they don't have even one person that can stand up to him.
The thing is, that's
why I asked the question that I asked. If everybody said we're not gonna troll you anymore, what would happen? That's why I asked that question, because I was pretty sure that I already knew what the answer was gonna be.
Wouldn't it be in the best interest of your alliance to seek out a nap with Chef?
Yeah, I mean, that's great and all, but the server doesn't want server police. Nobody is ever going to thank you for quote-unquote fighting against Chef.
No, but the more alliances... So I had an admiral of a smaller alliance approach me a couple months ago, and it almost came to a head, but it didn't. And he had 8 players, if I remember correctly, give or take, that were done being dry hit by Chef. They're like, we're getting hit by Chef. And, you know, then, you know, these other big alliances are coming in, taking our nodes, and they don't do anything about him. And they're taking advantage of it because he's dry hitting us, and then they're taking them. And he had like 8 guys that were going to start their own alliance, basically like a mini dirt. And they were only going to target the alliances that nap with Chef to AKA even the playing field.
Please do.
It didn't come to a head.
Yeah, let me see how that works for you.
We'd love that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, Dirt was a pain in the ass. And I don't think that anybody, you know, that anybody wants, you know, here's my other thing too. It would start with those 8 guys. How many other little alliances are there out there that are fed up with Chef that when they hear about that are going to jump on board? And what I felt like is that it would have become the rebirth of Dirt, but just targeting the big alliances.
Yeah, what's the lowest person you can hit?
I scroll this? People have to realize that when I was with Dirt, I was all axe. Now I'm scalpel. In other words, I don't go around and hit everybody. I only hit particular teams a lot different. Now,
yeah, no, we 28. Know that, but what's the lowest number? What's the lowest 28. Level you can hit? 28. Okay. Yeah.
In other words, if you get hit by Chef, there's probably a good reason for it, and you should not ask yourself, why is Chef hitting me? You should ask yourself, what the F did my team do?
Focus. Chef has been dry hitting for so long that nobody even realizes that he's changed his play style.
Well, if they listen to this, they will know right now.
I told him to listen to the podcast most of the time.
But he just answered the question that if everybody who's red dot was to say, all right, we're not going to troll them anymore, we're not going to curse them out, what would happen? They're still going to get hit. So it's nothing's going to change until it changes on
that's not
Chef's
true.
Part. First.
That's not true.
That's not
that's
necessarily
not
true.
True.
That's
that
not
is
what
so
he
not
said.
True.
Because he said it would take time. He said it would take time to become friends.
There's
and
even
earn
more than
the
that.
Trust.
You know how many times people? I can give you an example of alliances that will come to me and say, "Hey, how do we make an alliance with you?" And my first thing is, okay, you've got players with bad blood. How are you going to correct it? It's not with me. It's with you. You guys started it. You were the aggressor. Don't come to me saying it's my problem. You need to fix it. That's the big misnomer. Is ever?
Well, in all fairness, Chef, a lot of these people that have issues with you have issues with you because of things a long time ago that you probably don't
right.
even remember.
Right. Yes. That's what I was going to say. Thank you, Hans.
So you're talking about old feuds, very old, you know, back when you were part
okay,
of Dirt and whatnot. So these are issues.
A lot of those, honestly, if you look at it, a lot of those teams, the people who are having issues with you, a lot of them probably aren't even in those teams anymore.
Yeah.
Right. So
I mean,
you've got people
you
with grudges that are in different alliances now and
well,
so completely different
so
level,
fault,
maybe even a different name.
So whose fault is it if none of those officers – have ever come to me in the last year?
No,
it's just kind of one of those things. It's not really. It's kind of hard to assign blame.
If they're not,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
how
it's
they
not
be a blog.
Fault. It just
but
is.
But I've said that so many times in general chat, and you guys have read it that I am not aggressive.
I don't think you block anybody,
oh, yeah.
do you, Chef?
That's why I don't read. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do have people blocked. Okay,
but it's like here's the deal: is there are people This is why I go back to the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. There are people out there that I just lie because they've lied to me as admirals. And now they're not admirals anymore. And I've seen those. There's probably a dozen of them. And I will see them go to Dart. Or I will see them go to Nona. And I will still defend them. Because I put my personal ego of how I don't like them above my friends. And I can name names. Matter of fact, we've talked about one of them was Thanaton. Nobody, Thanaton was one of the biggest troll guys out there against me. When he joined Nona, his base was being attacked. I defend him, and now we talk regularly or often because, like I said,
and essentially it's because you took that first step to respecting the alliance and gave Thanaton the opportunity. To be able to talk to you without feeling like
Bingo,
he's on the defensive.
Same thing with IMM and all these other ones. Those, what I'm trying to say, that's just one example of many, just like with Medic, is like I'm reaching out saying, hey, I don't want the aggression, but I'm not afraid of it. There's not alliance out there I'm afraid of, period. If you want to be aggressive towards me, I prefer not, and I will go beyond trying to make
yeah.
it right. You know?
Yeah. But our thing, though, is we... And look, we may be alone in this as a top 10 alliance. I don't know. I think there's other top 10s out there that do take the same stance that we do, that we're just not going to leave the little guys hanging out to dry that can't defend themselves against you. I mean, that's what it is. If everybody was to say tonight, listen, we're not going to troll Chef anymore. We're going to all the admirals that had red dots, they listen to this and they PM you and, you know, listen, we're not going to troll you. We're not going to cuss you out. We're not going to, you know, we're going to leave you alone. Can you leave us alone? And you would say yes and not say, well, it's going to take time. Don't, you know, and then they got to go, you know, I don't, who knows how long the time is, but they're not going to, you know, is it 3 months? Is it 3 weeks? Is it 3 days? You know, but for them to stop trolling you.
You're missing the trolling
and
part.
Continue
there
to get
servers
hit
out,
anyway.
Guys out there that have said they weren't going to hit me and they ambushed me. And then they threw it in my face. So it's not just trolling. There's a lot of dishonest people that I'll never quit hitting them.
Okay. But it's never it's never going to stop if you don't give it a chance, you know, or
but
give it another chance, you know. I mean,
but isn't it just a moot point at this point, guys? We've been sitting here talking about this. It's just a moot
yeah,
point. Jeff's going to play that way and there's nothing going on. My biggest question coming back, and this is in no way an attack on you, Medic, but from what I'm gathering, Chef came to you and said, hey, I'll stop hitting you guys if you guys stop hitting me, and which would be extremely beneficial for your team, for mining, for the furtherance of all that stuff. But you said no because of people that weren't in your team. And the reason I ask is because,
and it wasn't, it wasn't just me. Okay. MBD, we have a leadership team and we vote on everything. And right. So, you know, it was leadership as a whole. Part of it was distrust for Chef and whether he was actually going to hold his word. That was a part of it. And the other part of it was
Chef. I will tell you Chef right now, lie. Chef always keeps to his word. Always.
Here's my point, guys. Look, here's the deal. Before we get off on some tangent, let me finish my damn point here. The only point that I'm making, you guys, you're you guys alliance. You guys play however you want to play. I don't care, you know. I mean, hell, at this point, I get on to do my dailies and I do what I can, then I get off. I barely do PvP anymore. I just do what I got to do. But you know, if that were to happen, I can tell you right now. Well, I can tell you right now, if that were to happen, in let's say Dark, because that's the one I'm in. If that were to happen at Dark, and Raps here. And I'm sure he'll back me on this. And if he doesn't, I'd be very interested to hear why not. If they made a decision that was not in the best interest of our team in the long run, we'd have problems.
But we all do that with server row. We make decisions that are maybe not in the best interest of our team, but it's in the best interest of the server as a whole.
There are people.
No, well,
I disagree.
There's people on MVP.
The whole point of row
that I have. No problem hitting with a clean conscience. Like, hey, you know what? The way you guys are treating me, the reason I offered it to MBD is because Medic and Epi and a few others, I have a lot of respect for and I trust them. It's about trust. Because I knew that if I was going to be ambushed by somebody with bad blood on Medic, on MBD, which wouldn't surprise me, I trust that they would take care of it. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, that happened with Nona. When I pulled with Nona, I got ambushed several times by about 2-3 people. They're not on that team anymore. All my purple teams do not tolerate me being trolled or people on their team. I mean, I brought it to attention several times and I'm not the police. It wasn't just against me. It's like, you got somebody on your team stirring a lot of shit because a lot of the officers don't read general chat. And I know a lot of like dark officers, and there's a lot of friends that don't like their players causing wars. And there's other teams, they don't give a shit. And that's what worries me. And those are the ones that go, well, we don't understand why we're getting hit. Well, address your people that are starting wars for you, and why do you tolerate it? You said it. Well, I think it was Kirk, that you said it. Why do people tolerate it?
Man, I don't mind my guys being in Galaxy chat as long as they're being civil. And I don't care if they're trolling a little bit, but don't be in there being very disrespectful, cussing people out, you know, trying to cause problems.
Well,
if you're going to troll by making fun of a few people, that's cool. But
if somebody's stirring up a bunch of shit, they're literally making a decision for your entire alliance. And if you tolerate it as leadership, you're being neglectful of your people.
Well, you're setting a precedent.
Yeah, that everybody else can make the decisions for the entire alliance, and you don't care, and you're not going to do anything about it. Is basically what you're saying by inaction.
That's what I'm saying. The majority, if you look at that 20% of teams that I hit, it's usually caused by a few, and the team don't give a shit. So it's like, hey, it's an all-for-one thing. You know, you want the benefit of getting the alliance events and getting all the prizes for being an alliance. But the flip side is, if your alliance is going to be a dick to players, it is a war game, you're going to get hit. All for one works both ways, good and bad.
So real quick, just to throw this out there, is Grazi still with us?
He's here. He's just muted, I believe.
Grazi,
yeah, I think he caught a connection. He said he told me he had a connection issue.
I texted him before. He said he had a lot of background noise and he didn't want to talk over anybody. So, but he's he looks like he's still there.
Well, I'd be really interested to hear what he has to say on all these things that we've talked about, because we've covered a lot of ground here.
That's true.
I mean, gee, I mean, this is like if we were all sitting at a freaking bar, we'd be at our fourth or fifth beer by now.
Hot wings.
But
so, Chef,
on yeah, that going, note,
going back to the IMM example that you brought up earlier, how you used to pound IMM relentlessly, now you're friends with them. What was that time frame like, so that people can get an example of what a time frame shift can change between you and an
alliance?
Love those
guys. IMM was awesome. Hills is a bomb. I even had their Admiral block. Let's see, probably I'd probably say it was six months ago is when they like probably let's say March, probably around October, November is when they first started trolling me, and I would pound ales and Quaalor a lot, and at one time they teamed up with VHC and had 65 ships waiting. It was funny. Anyway, so after pounding them after about 2-3 months, I got word that they wanted to apologize, and it was like, no, too soon. Like I said, I'm a trained Boeing negotiator. It's like, no, too soon. So I gave it a few more months, and I unblocked their. I pretty much had the whole team blocked. I unblocked them, and I said, hey, you want to chat? Not once did I ever ask for an apology. Not once did I ask them to grovel. And they basically called me every name in the book, literally. And I never hit them, ever. I'm like, why? Why? And they explained it, and I'm not going to get into it out of respect, but it's over with. Done deal. Now I help them as best I can, and they don't ask for help.
That took around 4 months, you said, just about from start of trolling to, you know, reparations, I guess.
No, there was no reparations. I didn't ask them for anything. 4 to 6. I didn't make them grovel. Like I said, I challenge anybody to ask because I've treated. But that's not. But it's not an exception. In other words, they showed humility. I try and be humble when I can, especially when I'm naked.
All right. So I guess that's what you can expect from Chef, is that it does take a little bit of time and it does take a little bit of humility on both sides.
Yeah, I mean,
to amicably become purple, I guess, in Scopely terms, just so that he doesn't hit you and you don't hit him. And so eventually, if everybody that Chef's got a red dot on either addresses their negative actors or they address, you know, how they, you know, speak to Chef, then you can expect within the next time that everybody gets G4 Epic ships to go into dark space, everybody will mostly be friendly with everybody. And then comes the server merge, and then you want Chef to try hit everybody else.
Well, let me just point this out, and it's not blowing smoke here. You know, I respect Chef, just a friend. I'd do anything for him. I wish we lived closer, you know, so we could hang out. But if you look at all the people he's had an issue with and that has then become resolved, there's never another issue after that.
That's true. Good point.
So I would challenge anyone to bring up a point where Chef became good friends with somebody and then another issue came up. I would challenge you. They're either few and far between, and I mean like maybe once, or zero.
Outside of Joker.
I can't think of anything.
I mean, know when we made peace with Chef, there was maybe a couple accidents, but Chef immediately PM'd telling me, hey, man, it was an accident. The name on the thing, it was some weird thing where the game was kind of glitching. He apologized immediately to me and to the person for hitting him because he said, hey, I wasn't trying to. It was an accident. So Chef...
But the point is that it wasn't intentional.
Exactly. Chef owns right up to his mistakes.
Well, I'll grovel. I have no problem groveling. If, you know... No, because what I realized... What I'm trying to get a point across to the server is that, you know, it's not going to be a full scale war, but I am making all of my friends, they have to be honest. They have to be, because I realize in this game, in order to win, you have to have friends. In order to have friends, they have to be honest. So all of my friends have all been enemies. Every one of you guys has been on the other side of the ship. And we've always played nice. We've always been friends. We've always done favors. Even with enemies, we did favors. And so it's going to come to time.
Chef, if I understand.
Look, I'm almost done.
If I understand correctly.
I am building an empire. I am building an empire of honesty. I don't need to be the admiral. I'm happy being the cook. I don't need all the drama of being an officer. I get PMs all the time from my buddies. You guys PM saying that I am building an empire of honest friends. Because there will come a day when I'm going to need help. I won't have to ask for it. It just shows up. Because you're going to see more and more trolls. And you just see general chat. The trolls gravitate towards. So it's basically going to be dishonorable versus honorable, eventually getting into deep space. That's, it might be a small war, might be a big war. But I like my odds with my friends. That's it.
So if I understand correctly, the path to becoming from Red Dot to Purple Hand or Purple Heart is, you know, basically it's kind of not going to happen overnight. It's kind of a gradual change. Stop, you know, hey, reach out to Chef, say hi, become friends with him, stop trolling him, you know, and then Chef will stop hunting you. You'll still get hit if he sees you, but he's not going to go out of his way to hunt you. Let that go for a little while, build up a friendship, build up a trust, and then you can, you know, get to the point of, hey, listen, man, you know what? I like you guys. You don't troll me anymore. You know, let's just go purple instead of red. Is that a kind of a fair description of a path that would lead people to becoming purple instead of red with Chef?
because I get this all the time. People like, I got this 8 months ago with the podcast. I only don't hit friends. Period. How do you become a friend? I gotta trust you. And if people are just being friends with me so I won't hit them, I'm being used, because that just tells me if I ever need a favor from them, I ain't going to get one. Boom, if you're just being friends with me so I won't hit you, and I got that a lot after the podcast, ain't going to happen. And there's a reason why you got a red dot, because I don't trust you to begin with. So, it like with Medic's team, there are plenty of people on his team I am totally fine with hitting. No remorse. But I trust Medic, I trust Epi, and a few others. So what I'm saying is, it's about trust than anything, and whether or not I'm just taking. What's in it for? You've gotten to the point where you've wasted my resources.
You're cutting out a little bit.
It's gotten to the point where they think, oh, Chef wastes our resources hitting him. Well, you waste my resources being a jerk to me, because now I gotta hit you, because you're gonna want to ambush me. For no reason. I didn't start the war to begin with. You did. So what are you going to do to make just saying sorry? Well, everybody doesn't want me to hit them. Everybody I hit doesn't want me to hit them. So how are you going to make it right? And I'm not going to make you gravel. I'm not going to ask for an apology. What are you going to do to correct your problem so it doesn't happen again? Because by me not hitting you, I'm letting you get stronger, and I don't trust you, which means you could just be using it against me 6 months from now. Ha ha! That's what Malenka and MRFM did. I let her get, you know, I'm just saying there are people out there that will try and make peace with me and then turn around and use it to ambush me. So it takes time. And I'm all for it. But it ain't going to happen. But like I said, if you're just using it so I won't hit you, then you're really not my friend. Because being friends with me doesn't mean I'm not going to hit you.
That's kind of a slap in the face. Yeah, it's just a slap in the face.
Well, it's no different than I'll tell somebody I'm not going to hit them, and I accidentally hit them, and then they go ape shit on me. And I tell people right up in front, accidents will happen. It's a favor, not a right. And like I said, Inko's hit me, Handyman's hit me.
The point that I'm making
is... If Medic hit me, I'd laugh my ass off.
Well, the point that I'm making here is that they're not PMing you because they genuinely want to get to know you. They're PMing you to use you and to pretend that they're cool with you, when in actuality they're not. And that's what I'm saying. That's bullshit.
And that's right. And like I said, there are plenty of teams out there with trolls. And I've always respected the Whales. I'll give you an example right now. Kinley Blackstone and Balsas, both of them are on MRFM. I think they're both bigger than me. Never hit them before, ever. And they never hit me before, ever. And we're talking 44 level until recently. And it pained me to do it. And I still try not to hit them, despite the war going on. Because it's just a mutual respect. Never talk to them. You know, I expect, you know, if you're level 44 and you're not blocked by me, but we don't chat, odds are I've never hit you before, or rarely, except if the team was in. And that's been the way that I played pretty much ever since we were talking about level, pretty much the whole since I've been playing. If you were bigger than me and you didn't attack me, I didn't attack you. And that's why there's so many Whales out there that, like I just said, till recently never hit each other. Because it's just, I respect Whales. That's why I've never been started in deep space, ever. I'm always the aggressor. I mean, I'm always the guy that gets hit first. Even when we had the ceasefire and I got hit in deep space, I didn't retaliate. People think that I just go around just trying to be a jerk to me. I really appreciate you guys defending me. The THC's kicked in.
The THC's kicked in. That's on that note. Anybody got any other points?
No, all right.
Don't hang up. So, goodbyes.
We will what? After the recording ends.
Oh no, you gotta
relax. Well, we're not. What's that line from that movie? Let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet, gentlemen.
Yeah. That got his attention.
Nobody explained that to me when I told me to come on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell him about the green room.
No, I didn't.
Man.
All right. I think this has been fun. I think there's been a lot of points that have been clarified with respect to Chef and Ro and all the other points, and then the initial conversation regarding the Scopely reward. So I implore Scopely not to fuck up Arc 4 like they did Arc 3. Nice. But knowing Scopely, they'll make Arc 4 even less desirable.
Honestly, guys, I hate Scopely. I really do. I love my MBD family, and that's what keeps me here. And I love all the other friends that I've made throughout other alliances, you know, in the game. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't still play this game. But I have, since they took away the Rialta burn, I have, not that I ever spent a lot of money, especially not compared to some guys like that are on right now, like Grazi and Handy and Chef. But what little I did spend and view more of an investment, I've tried to cut back even more because they've really pissed me off, honestly.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate here and I'll go the other route and say that here, I mean, I'll take the first example I can think of, this first arc with the butt worms, right? The first day we had the events, they were like, you had to go backwards to complete them. In other words, you had to lose more resources and repair costs than you would in getting resources from the rewards.
Well, Tritanium was huge. Hundreds of millions were at my level.
Immediately the next day, they were super easy. So, and it seems like things like that have been happening
more.
Obviously,
people complain.
Right.
That's probably because the people in Scopely that actually play the game bitched about it.
So here, but here's the point. Well, take it back really. A year and a half ago, they never would have addressed it. So the fact is that there's a lot of evidence here that we can't overlook that something's happening. Now, is it what we want? No. But here's the deal. If you actually look at fan base, I'm going to say I really dislike a lot of the stuff Scopely does, but we have probably the whiniest fan base of any mobile game or any game, period. I'm just going to throw that out there, and I used to play Halo a lot, okay?
Oh, so, what do you expect when you make a company billions of dollars in a year?
Yeah, Scopely does definitely.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Guys, whose fault is that?
Okay, here's one for you.
Well, it's our fault.
Consider this, and don't edit this out. You have guys that are spending so much money. I mean, like I said, take me away from the server. It's kind of like the Indiana Jones, like on the Big Bang Theory, where Amy Farrah Fowler told Sheldon that if you took Indiana Jones out of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the movie ends. It's kind of like you take Chef out of the server. You guys still exist, and I don't understand why. Think about why are road players, whales, spending so much money if they're not planning on battling anybody? If everybody plays row and row gets along, there would be no reason to be spending all this money.
Because they're collecting ships.
Well, that actually happens on other servers, Chef. So there are plenty of other servers that don't have the amount of PvP, and that's why a lot of those servers don't have people that are as powerful as, say, Inko or Handy on those servers.
It was a rhetorical virtual dick swinging question.
Right. Sure. No, it's understandable. The other thing is what I've learned is that you cannot complain to customer service. So the only way that these changes are actually happening is they're going to the content creators. And they're going, or the official content creators, and they're going in a roundabout way of making change. So it's not direct feedback to Scopely, which is the most bizarre thing that I could think about, because I've never seen where a company doesn't solicit direct feedback. It funnels feedback through people that aren't even employed by the company to actually make the changes.
But here's the thing. It's called the popularity rule, right? And what happens is, for example, and you'll see this with companies, you'll see this with government entities, where someone goes and complains about something, right? Let's say that there's this, let's take a small town. There's this pothole they refuse to fix. You know, the mayor's got a new city car, but this pothole that'll only cost a few hundred dollars to fix is not fixed, and nobody wants to do anything, and all of a sudden they go to some news station, they set up a bunch of cameras, and what happens? The next week, the pothole's fixed, right?
Right.
So unfortunately, is it kind of a bitch move to go and whine about everything to everybody that'll listen? No, but unfortunately, here, at least in the modern capitalistic society, that's the precedent, right? Is if you go and you complain to a bunch of other people and you make it a really big noise, somebody will do something, right?
Very true.
So, Kirk, set it up with the national media and we'll all be there to back you up.
Yep. Fuck them.
So,
all right, guys. I want to thank everybody for being here today. Handy, Grazi, Medic, Chef, Raptor, Kirk. Am I missing out? Missing anybody? I don't think so. I think this has been fun. Hopefully everybody learned something about Chef today. He's not the dick you think
he is.
Good
night, Jack.
Thank you, Chef. Good night to you as well.
That's not what I was expecting.
It's not night.
All right, guys.
Take care.
It's been fun.
That's okay, Chef. See you, Chef. I got one for you.
See?
Fuck you.
Good night,
Fuck
Andy.
Fuck you, Chef.
Fuck you, Chef.
Fuck you, Chef.
That's awesome.
All right, we'll end it on a fuck you, Chef. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm TechMan16.
And fuck you, Chef.
We'll see you guys next time.